Thank you, Pastor. So good to see them pull up this morning. Hallelujah. Thought I was off the hook. Pastor's always ready to preach. Glory to God, but I'm still caught. Hallelujah. So over the last week, you're probably going to laugh at my title, but nothing. I was getting nothing. I'm like, God, I need something. He's like, no, you're getting nothing. So the title of my message today is Nothing. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for nothing today. Hallelujah. Psalms 39, verses 4 and 5. You ever just do word searches through the Bible? Say, how many times? I wonder how important this word is. I wonder how many times this is mentioned in Scripture. Just put this in the side notes. 221 times the word nothing is in Scripture. So this morning we're going to talk about nothing. Hallelujah. Psalms 39, 4, 5. Lord, make me to know mine end, and to measure my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. And also in Isaiah 40, verse 17, says this, all nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. And also 1 Timothy 6 and 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. God, I pray that you would minister through me today. God, I need your anointing. Be fresh and new today. In Jesus' name, God, that we would hear your word. God, not just be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word today. In Jesus' name, bless your people today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated today. Nothing! Everybody shout nothing. No, you didn't listen to me. Did good though. Hallelujah. Shout nothing. Shout nothing. Hallelujah. Glory. We're getting it. Nothing. What is nothing? No thing. Nada. Nada. I like it. Nothing. Nations, great nations of the world, to God are nothing. And to put an exclamation point on the end of it, they are less than nothing. Nations of the world, nations that are before him, before our God, they are nothing. They are less than nothing. We come into this world with nothing. And the Bible says that it is certain that we will carry nothing out. My age, my being, who I am, my status is nothing before thee. Nothing before thee. David said in Psalms chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Not to bring us down this morning, but we are nothing without God. We are simply dust. We were dust. Out of the dust we were formed, and to dust we will return. We didn't bring anything in other than a little bit of dust with us, and when we go, that's the same thing. Isn't that exciting this morning? Hallelujah. We're going to pick you up here in a minute. But first, I want you to understand your position, which is what? Nothing. Help us, O God. What is man that thou art mindful of him? When we consider the heavens, when we consider the heavens, when we look up, what do we see? The stars, the moon, the galaxies, everything that is out there. We see that God is everything. Hallelujah. What is the opposite of nothing? Everything. And that is the God that we serve. He is absolutely everything to me. Hallelujah. He is everything in our lives. Hallelujah. That's the position that God wants to be in our lives. And in order for Him to be everything, we cannot be something. We must be nothing. Hallelujah. God does not want to be something to you. He wants to be everything to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do we struggle in our lives? It's because we hang on to things, and things take the everything out of what God wants to be in your life. We hang on to some things and allow God to be some things in our life, but He wants to be and needs to be everything in our lives. Hallelujah. So we consider the heavens. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. The distances between stars, measured in light years. That is how far light travels in a year. It's really far. It's really far. When we consider how amazing all of this was and is in our lives, people that come to Alaska for the first time are blown away by the beauty and the majesty and how massive our mountains and how massive the glaciers. And God just spoke it. Hallelujah. That's our God. That's how awesome, that's how amazing our God is. Job 26, 7, He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing. Upon nothing. We're just here. I'm going to place it there. On nothing. From nothing, He created. Words cannot express the beauty of His creation. We cannot understand or do not understand the intricate details of creation. With a few words, God spoke things into existence that we still do not fully understand. Medical and scientific journals fill libraries, and yet they only scratch the surface of the spoken word of God. From nothing, He created everything. Hallelujah. We live in a world today where everybody wants to be something. Everybody wants to be someone. If you can get your YouTube video to be seen by a million people, you become something and someone. You are trending on Twitter. Ooh. You have really arrived when you are trending on Twitter. What a crazy world we live in. No skills, no nothing, no abilities, no hard work, no hard effort, nothing. I just made a crazy video, and if people loop it and it sounds really funny, we've been laughing at Bernard's video that he made the other day. Every time we open our phone, we got to pull up that little crazy little video. And it all is just being silly about tacos and guacamole, and it's just hilarious, right? He could be the next trending Twitter. It could be you. But that's how crazy this world is. Those kind of things get position. They get fame. They become someone or something. Do you remember around Christmas time there was a checker at Target who somebody took a picture, thought he was cute, had the little Justin Bieber thing going on. I don't know what's cute about that, but he had the look, and took a picture, and it started spreading like wildfire. Next, all of a sudden, here is this, whatever he was, 16-year-old boy on almost every news channel going around doing the circuit on the morning news because somebody took his picture at Target. Did absolutely nothing. He's like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to use my newfound fame to do good in the world. And well, what was your plan before they took your picture? Nothing. That's the kind of world we live in. Everybody's looking for just their little spot of fame. I want status. I want position. I want a title. I want authority. I want power. I just want it. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to get it because I want something. I don't want to be nothing. Being nothing is not desirable. I want to be something. And we teach our young people, make something of yourself. You know, stop being a lazy bum. Get out and do something. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. We want our young people to be productive, to have a good work ethic. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our position and our desires in life. Do we understand where we are positioned? And do we understand where our God should be positioned? Are we nothing? And is our God everything? You can build yourself up. You can build yourself up. People have built empires. People have built great nations, and we've seen in Scripture what God thinks of nations. They're not nothing. They're less than nothing. People have built great financial wealth for themselves. They have built great companies for themselves that they're named after, or that they've come up with all the designs, and everything that is about that company relates to that person. Without that person, none of that would have happened. They can build themselves up, and we can do that today. We can build ourselves up. But when we go back to the simple story of the Tower of Babel, we see how God deals with that. Genesis 11, verse 6. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they will have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now, nothing will be restrained from them, which they imagine to do. If you want to do, and you want to be, you can be. We live in the United States of America, the land of the free, home of the brave, of the place where opportunity is on every corner. You can start a business. You can become wealthy. You can support your family greatly. You can do pretty much anything that you want to do and become as great as you want to be in this world, in this flesh, in your life. And I'm thankful for the freedoms that we have. I'm thankful for the opportunities that we have in this life and in this land that we live. But that is so temporal. The scripture says that we carry nothing in and we're going to carry nothing out. All that we accomplish in this life, in the physical realm, we can't take it with us. We can't take it with us. We can't carry it out. And so, all of the stuff that we do, all the stuff that we accomplish on our own, in our own abilities, in our own strength, in our own might, will come to naught when we die. They will become nothing because we carry nothing out. The Tower of Babel shows us that the only way up is not up. The only way up is down. The only way for us to find our proper place in God is not up. It's not climbing the ladder of success, not climbing the ladder of ministry, not climbing the ladder of position in the church, position in the district, position in the organization. That is not how we find our place in God. It is getting on our knees before Him. The place that we need to be is down. Hallelujah. In a submissive way, being down before the Almighty God. And then it is in that position that we find our way up in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God always has desired to be the one that makes something out of nothing. God always desires to be the one who makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah. If you want to be something in God, guess what? He desires to make you something in Him. Hallelujah. He wants to make something beautiful out of your life. Hallelujah. Revelations 3. Verses 14 through 17 and verse 20 as well. This is talking to the churches. I'm talking to the world. It's talking to the churches. It means He's talking to you. He's talking to me. Talked about the world's view of what they want. The world does not want to be nothing. Everybody wants to be something. And within their own power, their own might, they try to attain everything that they can possibly attain. And then in Revelations 3, 14 through 17, He's talking to the church, the Laodiceans. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. have need of nothing. As a Christian, as a church-going Christian, God never let me get to the place where I feel like I don't need anything. God, don't ever let me get to the place where I say, I don't need nothing. I have everything I need. I'm good where I'm at. I'm good where I'm at. I've got my place in the church. I'm a good Sunday school teacher. I'm a good musician. I've got my spot. I do a really good job running the sound. I'm a really good greeter. I've got my spot. I'm comfortable where I'm at. And I'm good. I have need of nothing. I don't need to go into pastoral counseling. I don't need help in my relationship. I don't need help on my job. God, don't ever let me get to the place where I'm not constantly reaching. I want to attain more in God. I don't want to ever get to the comfortable location where I have need of nothing. Hallelujah. If I am nothing and God is everything, there's always something more to attain. There's always something more to grasp. There's always another place to get to in God. There's always more prayer. There's always more Bible reading. There's always another Bible study. There's always more pre-service prayer. Hallelujah. Put that in there. There's always something more to reach for in God. Hallelujah. I have need of nothing. How vain is that? I'm good. I'm good. Put on your fake smile. Come in and do your fake clap and your fake worship. I'm good. I'm all right. I don't need any help. I don't need any advice. Don't step on my toes. I'm good. Don't stab me while you're preaching. Amen. I'm fine. I have need of nothing. God's response, Revelations 3:20. And it'll always be God's response. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. I know you say that you don't need me. I know that you say that you're good. You don't even realize your position. And you don't even realize my position. But I'm going to stand here at the door. And I'm going to knock. And the knock is available for everybody. Whoever will hear me. If any man hear my voice and open the door, God's promise, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we're in that position, I have no need of you. God is still there, knocking. Hallelujah. Maybe this service, maybe this Sunday, maybe just this once, they'll hear my voice, and maybe they'll open the door. And if they open the door, I will come in with them, and I will sup with them, and they with me, and there will be communion and there will be connection, and I will turn their nothing into something because I want to be their everything. Hallelujah. 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 God wants us to realize today that He is our source of life. He is our very breath. He is our living water. He is our Redeemer. He is our very present help in time of trouble. He is our strength. He is our salvation. He is our healer. Thank God, He is our victory. Hallelujah. He is our victory. Glory to God. But God, I don't have anything. don't have anything. I have no tools. I have no weapons. We talk about being in battle. God, I got nothing. I don't know what to do. It's just me, and according to Scripture, I'm nothing. And what do? I have no tool. I have no weapon to defeat the enemy in my life. In Judges 14, the story of Samson. Samson was able to, with the Spirit of God, rip a lion with nothing in his hand. Hallelujah. He had nothing that he could say, this was of my own doing. This was of my own doing. I did this with my own self. I built this tool. I built this lion slayer. No, he had nothing in his hand. Judges 14:6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would rent a kid. A lion. Just ripped it. And he had nothing in his hand. Nothing in his hand. Hallelujah. What does that tell me? Samson was nothing, had no tool to do that, to come up against the lion, to come up against the enemy, what was standing before him. And with the Spirit of God moving upon him mightily, hallelujah, even with nothing in his hand, but only the Spirit of God working in his life, God gave him the power, gave him the authority, gave him the strength, gave him the ability to overcome and to have the victory, hallelujah, with nothing. Hallelujah. Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. What are you thinking of in your walk with God? What are you desiring in your walk with God? What are you desiring in your life? For with God nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Walls that seem too high to climb, too far to get around. Situations on your job that you don't understand. I don't know how God's going to move and position. How's that going to work? It doesn't make any sense to me. God can work in the impossible. Hallelujah. He can make the impossible possible, because nothing shall be impossible with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 14:11. I know we're jumping all over Scripture. Hallelujah. Asa, a prayer. He prayed unto the Lord his God for going into battle. It is nothing with thee to help. 2 Chronicles 14:11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let no man prevail against thee. Notice Asa's position. When he's praying, don't let these men come against us. He's not saying that. Don't let this multitude, these people, come against you. Why? Because he understood that it wasn't about him. It was about God working through him. Hallelujah. Asa understood his position. I am nothing. This isn't about protecting me. This isn't about just my life and what I want and desire in this battle. This is about you, God, and this is about your people. This is about your plans, your desires. Don't let these men prevail against you. Hallelujah. How many times do we go to prayer and ask God, God, I need your help. I need your strength today. I need to overcome this situation. Don't allow so-and-so to get on my nerves today. I need your strength. There's family dynamics and drama going on, and I don't understand how I'm going to get through it. God, help me to deal with the drama. Instead, why don't we realize our position? Why don't we realize that it's not about you? It's about God. And so, God, don't let these men prevail against you. Hallelujah. In the situation that I'm in, God, this is about you. This isn't about me. This is about you. This is about my witness is not about me. It's about him. Everything that we do in our walk with God is about him. And if we continue to keep that in the forefront of our mind, we realize that we are nothing and he is everything. Hallelujah. Our prayer changes. God, do this because this is your will. This is what you want in my life. This isn't about me. This isn't about my feelings. Hallelujah. This is about you, God. This is about you. This is about my witness and my family. It's so that they'll know you more. Not about whether or not my feelings get hurt or whether I step on toes in an awkward situation. This is about me presenting Jesus Christ to my family. This is about me presenting Jesus Christ to my coworkers. This is about him in everything. Hallelujah. But we need to keep in mind where we are in the mix. Hallelujah. The defeat of the enemy is nothing to our God. Hallelujah. Is nothing to our God. He will help you like it is nothing. A child ever come up to you and, can you help me tie my shoes? Sure. Hang on, let me get down there. Give me just a moment. And you tie the shoe like it's nothing. How many times do we go to God and, man, this is going to be a big one. I don't know if God's going to be able to handle this one. This one's pretty severe. This one's pretty serious, pretty severe. We need maybe some extra prayer and fasting, and maybe we'll call the prayer chain and we'll get all the shared groups praying for this one because this one's big for God. No, it is nothing. Nothing. Hallelujah to our God, because he is everything. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hurrying along here this morning. Why would God send us out in our mission with nothing? Mark 6:8. Time and time again, God shows us in his word that we have access to everything. We have access to everything. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, you can go through all of that, where God revealed himself and the different names and the different attributes of God to his people. You can go through all of those things. And now we have the name of Jesus. We have access to absolutely everything. That was an hour's lesson in 5 seconds right there. We have access now through Jesus Christ. Everything, right? So, but we need to understand that, because God sometimes sends us out with nothing. He just says, go. Mark 6:8, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only. Okay, I'll help you walk. No scrip, no bread, no money, no food in their purse. Just go. Just go. Why would God do that to us? Why? Why can't he just give us all of our blessings up front and then we can just go do what he wants us to do? Why? Oh, because we forget our place. We forget our place. It's so easy to slip into, I have need of nothing. And God constantly is pulling us back and saying, you need me. You need me. I am your everything. I want to be everything to you. Hallelujah. He desires for us to trust him in everything. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah. I'm thankful, just like the Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson, the Spirit of the Lord can move upon us, and He gives us power, and He gives us authority, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And in closing this morning, He made our redemption possible by once again taking nothing and making something beautiful. Hallelujah. As I read the accounts over and over through the Gospels, it says it simply in Matthew 27:12. This is Jesus standing before the chief priests and elders. They accused Him. They accused Him. And Jesus once again goes back to the very beginning, creation, God of creation, and takes nothing to make something. Jesus answered nothing. And why is that so powerful? Jesus had the authority. He had the ability to open their understanding. He had the ability to change their minds. He could have called the angels down. He could have displayed His glory. He could have done all of those things. But He chose once again to take nothing and answer nothing, so that He could fulfill the plan to redeem you and I. Hallelujah. Redeemed. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Because Jesus chose to willingly go to the cross and to answer nothing. You can accuse me all you want. I will not speak. I will not say, I will not try to change your mind, because the plan all along was to go to the cross. The plan all along was to take nothing, that relationship that was dissolved to nothing, and to make it once again everything to us. Hallelujah. God shed His blood. Jesus Christ went to the cross so that you and I once again could have relationship with Him and realize once again that He is our everything. Hallelujah. 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 He suffered. He died. He shed His blood on Calvary so that we could be covered and cleansed and restored. Without Him, I am nothing. But with Him, hallelujah. That's what I want to talk about this morning. But with Him, I am complete. Hallelujah. Complete is everything together. Hallelujah. With Him, I am complete. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. With Him, I am complete. Colossians 2:10. And ye are complete in Him. Hallelujah. Which is the head of all principality and power. Philippians 4:13. Now that you're complete in Him, guess what? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:9-11, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Once again, our position of nothing, His position of everything. Hallelujah. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles. Though I be nothing. Paul understood his position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see the great works of Paul. Hallelujah. We see what he did with the power of Christ in his life. Hallelujah. Just because we are nothing today doesn't mean that we mope around with our heads down. Hallelujah. When we realize that we are complete in him, we can do all things through Christ. We have everything. Hallelujah. We become everything. Hallelujah. Through Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can we thank him for that this morning? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise today. We give you praise today. God, you are my everything. You are my everything. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we come this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to get out of the mully grubs if we're in the mully grubs this morning. Hallelujah. If we think that we're nothing, we can't be used of God, we need to get out of that mindset. We need to realize that God is capable of using you. Even you. Hallelujah. If God can use me, God used a donkey, I believe, once. Hallelujah. God can use you. Hallelujah. You can look at yourself down all you want. You can be negative about you being nothing. But with God, you can be everything. Hallelujah. So pick up your head. Hallelujah. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Let's rejoice in the Lord this morning, because he is our everything. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. We worship you. God, you are everything. You are everything. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God.